This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us. How important is it that I witness something incredible? Can I believe it based on someone else's word? Or does this Easter morning remind us that sometimes what we have not seen is more valuable than what we have? But first, let's consider some incredible things that you have seen. So I'd like a show of hands. I'd like you to raise your hand. How many of you have seen a beautiful sunset? Almost all of you. How many of you have seen a tornado? Oh, so about half of you, looks like. How many of you saw Neil Armstrong walk on the moon? Just a few of you. How many of you saw me when I was a baby? Okay, Mom and Dad, you can put your hands down. Now, you might be thinking, something's not quite right here. You might be saying, Father, I can see you, and Bishop, and Father Juan, but how can you know whether I'm raising my hand or not? Oh, what you can see, and what I can see. How many people after the resurrection said, well, I haven't seen Jesus. Why would I believe? Then again, one of the apostles said that. The truth is that no one saw Jesus rise from the dead. The gospel says that the apostles went into the tomb and he saw and believed. But you could say that it's what he didn't see that made him believe. Jesus wasn't there. He had already risen. And since that time, he has been seen everywhere. I didn't see Jesus rise, but I have seen him risen. I saw him 22 years ago when he turned me from being focused on the things of the world to being focused on the things of heaven. I saw him late last year here in Dodge City when I celebrated the anointing of the sick and watched the woman leave this world seconds after I anointed her. It was incredible. I saw him already living in the men and women from the cathedral who are ready to be baptized or to profess their Catholic faith and would have done so last night, and God willing, will do so soon. For so many of you, the great sadness in these days is that you don't get to see the people who are important to you. You expected to see your parents or your grandchildren across the table this morning, not across the country. And while a virtual conversation is valuable, I've done it myself, you know that the person is there, but that's the point. They're there, not here. Is it cruel irony then, or a fitting reality, that in past years there would be someone inside the church at Easter who did not see Jesus in what was once bread and wine? And yet today there will be people all over the world, even though they cannot be in a church, who will see Jesus present in the Eucharist. It's no wonder that St. Paul said to the Corinthians that what is seen is transitory, but what is unseen is eternal. So I have to be honest, I don't really know if you raised your hand You can see me this morning, but I can't see you. But you will never hear me say that I can't see Jesus, because I have seen him, and I do see him. And because he is risen, I hope to see him for eternity.